House Military and Veterans Affairs Committee to order. It is 1:04 p.m., Tuesday, March 12th, in the State Capitol Grunberg Room, Room 120. Present are Representative Thompson, Representative Kopp, Representative Rauscher, Representative Jackson, my Vice Chair, Representative Tuck, and I'm Gabrielle Nadeau, the Chair of the Committee. Let the record reflect that we have a quorum to conduct business. We'll start off with housekeeping. Please silence your cell phones. And so before we begin, I'd like to introduce my committee aide, Deneen Tuck. Thank Butch Carver with House Records, and Eileen Keim, who is moderating the meeting. And we have one item on the agenda today, that is HB 71, the State Personnel Act Veterans Experience, an act relating to hiring for positions in state service based on substitution of military work experience or training for required civilian work experience training. Representative Story, would you like to join us at the table? Would you like to introduce your assistant?
Yes, this is my, Greg Smith, works in my office.
Thank you. And this is the first hearing on HB 71. We have in the audience available for questions Pam Day, and we have Bertie Bowen, Manager of Recruitment Services and or Director of the Office of Veterans Affairs, and he is online telephonically. Would you like to take us through the bill?
I'd be honored to. Thank you, Chair Ledoux and members of the House Military and Veterans Affairs Committee. Thank you for hearing House Bill 71. This bill would be allowing work experience gained during the military to be used when applying for jobs with the state of Alaska. Veterans have served our country and should be honored for their service and sacrifice. The transition to civilian life often proves to be difficult. In a 2012 survey, two-thirds of veterans named finding a job as the greatest challenge in transition from military to civilian life. Alaska has the highest proportion of veterans of any state, so we can expect finding civilian employment to be a major issue for our state and our veterans. House Bill 71 attempts to ease this transition by allowing veterans, former prisoners of war, or members of the National Guard to substitute documented military experience for a published minimum qualification for state classified positions. Currently, experience gained while serving in the military can be used to meet the minimum qualifications for state jobs. House Bill 71 would enshrine this current practice into law. Well, I feel that is critically important, has to do with my school board service. And when administrations would change, oftentimes, like I've had five different superintendents in my 15 years as school board member, oftentimes something that was a policy could change under another administration. But when it is in statute, then it is there. And in this case, veterans can count on their service qualifying. So thank you, members. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. And before we take any questions, I just want to note that Representative Tarr has joined us. Representative Thompson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just had a clarification. This is on House Bill 71, but your sponsor statement references House Bill 76, and during the body of it, it talks about House Bill 165. So what's... Where are we at?
I'm sorry. I would have to look at that. Perhaps you could clarify that, Greg.
Greg Smith, staff to Representative Story through the chair. Representative Thompson, I believe I had sent an incorrect version of the sponsor statement at one point, and then in following revisions, I hopefully corrected it, but I can understand how that issue was put into your packet, and we are talking about House Bill 71.
Representative Thompson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I was just curious how that this bill, well, we've passed bills in the past where that military experience and military professional certifications are carried over now in the state to their civilian positions, such as a CDL license. Somebody has been in the military for years and they've drove big trucks, they get certified, and we set it up to where that type of experience, instead of having to take 6 months worth of classes to get CDL certified in the state, that transfers over. We did the same thing with other professional positions where even the wives, if they are certified in another state or somewhere to be a dental assistant or something, we set it up to where that is now all in law also. And I was wondering how that all relates to what we're doing here.
Representative Thompson, through the chair, some of the other items you mentioned, I think, are other benefits or preferences that the state of Alaska has chosen to offer veterans to, again, ease their transition to civilian life and potentially give them some employment benefits, or in the case of this bill, allow the work that they did do in the military to count while applying for jobs. So again, this is essentially another tool, I guess you would say, to help with veterans' employment.
Thank you.
Representative Jackson.
So, thank you, Chair. Is there a statute of time? So, say, for example, a Vietnam veteran, right, was in a profession, still able to work, would like to work, would those credits also be transferred? Is there a time involved?
Representative Jackson, through the chair, I believe, from my kind of understanding of the hiring process, it might be similar to other skills and experience that are generated currently in, I don't actually know if it's in statute or policy, but experience gained during internships, volunteerism, and work are allowed to help an applicant meet minimum qualifications. I believe, my understanding of the hiring policy is there is a little bit of back and forth in that an applicant would submit their experience. People doing the hiring would be able to look at that experience and probably be able to look at when that experience occurred, and if there was experience, regardless of how long ago, as long as it is still relevant, I think it in my understanding, it would still count. Long answer to a short question is I don't believe that the length of time is, I don't believe there's anything in statute that would cut it off. I think it's maybe just more how relevant that experience was, and also just an understanding of how long ago it occurred.
Follow up. So an example, say a quartermaster, right? So they worked in the laundry industry, you know, so even though it may have been years ago, maybe they had to recover from some injuries or whatever, right? I was just wondering if it would go back to, you know, older, or is this something for the newer soldiers? So there's no time limit on it. Is that correct?
Yeah. Representative Jackson, through the chair, that's my understanding, but maybe someone from the Division of Personnel could provide certainty to that question.
Thank you.
You need to.
Hi, my name's Pam Day. I'm with the Division of Personnel, and through the chair, that's correct. It doesn't matter how old the experience is, we still will qualify and look at it. We're mainly looking for the relevance of the experience towards the minimum qualifications of the job.
Follow up?
Go ahead.
So is this, or this is for state position jobs, for government position? Okay, thank you.
Representative Rauscher?
Yeah, And thank you. Through the chair, I don't know who to direct this to, but in the supporting documentation, National Conference of State Legislators, it talks about points and how those are matriculated in other states toward education. Having somebody from personnel here, could you explain the point system to us so we understand what we're talking about here?
I'm not familiar with what you're referring to.
Do we have a point system in the state of Alaska for certain?
Are you referring to veterans preference?
You need to identify yourself.
My name is Pam Day, Division of Personnel, through the chair. Are you referring to veterans preference?
I'm talking about preference anywhere in the state of Alaska. I'm sure there's a point system with, if you're filling out an application, depending on what type of category you fall into may determine how many points advantage you have at a particular job trying to acquire one. And I'm just, can you explain that point system? Because I see you have a point system laid out in the, I'm just trying to understand it because I don't understand it.
Madam Chair, I can help with that.
Representative Kopp is going to try to answer Representative Rauscher's question.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So I do have some experience with hiring as a former city manager. And so, yeah, the if you see in Alaska statute there, we do have veterans preference for, I think we give up to 10 points for disabled veterans, and that's 10 actually percent of the total points of scoring of a, so it's not necessarily 10 points, but you get 10% of the total allowable points when you score applications. You get it if you're disabled. I think there's other status where you would get a 5% veterans preference, but Alaska's been a longtime supporter of veterans for veterans preference in a number of job classes. I know Representative Ledoux and Tuck have been proponents of legislation over the years in that area, but that's how that works. It's depending on the class of disability or not disabled, but regardless, there are percentage points that if you're otherwise qualified, you have those in your favor as increasing your total score.
Does that answer your question, Representative?
I think so. Thank you.
Further questions? Well, I actually have a question. I mean, this bill looks really familiar to me. Was this brought up in a previous legislature by any chance?
Yes, and perhaps I was amiss in talking a little bit about that history. Last year, House District 34 was served by Representative Parrish, and Representative Parrish brought this bill before the body, and it passed unanimously, but did not get through the work in the Senate. And when he left his position this year, he asked if this was a bill that I could champion and bring through to fruition for something he felt was important. And obviously, I felt it was important too, or I wouldn't be here. So I didn't highlight that because, you know, I had to make the choice to do that. But thank you for pointing that out, because I would want to give credit to.
A number of us were on the Military and Veterans Affairs Committee last year, and it just seemed so familiar.
Sorry. Okay. Thank you.
Representative Tuck.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And not all veterans' issues seem to be a no-brainer for some. I don't know why. Looking at your Red Ledge research, that you have here on education credits for military training, they cite a few bills. The first bullet point there, 2017 House Bill 2, an act relating to voluntary preference for veterans by private employers. It took three sessions before we got that, not three sessions, three legislatures before that thing got passed. And we could always sit over the Senate and just sit there. And even when we had a rules chair on the Senate side who was a retired military man, just refused to have that, and it was like a no-brainer. You know, what we allow for veteran hiring preference for the state employees, or state employment, I don't know why we wouldn't offer that for private employers, but sometimes it just takes a few tries before you get it all the way through.
Okay.
Thank you, Representative Todd. Any further questions for either the sponsor of the bill or Mr. Smith? And we also have, as I mentioned, we had Verdi Bowen on the line for questions from the Director of the Veterans Affairs. And I did not previously mention we had Forrest Powell, who is also with Veterans Affairs. So anybody have any questions for anybody? All right. If there are no further questions, then I am going to open public testimony. Is there anybody in the room or online who would like to testify about this bill? Well, not hearing or seeing anybody, I am going to close public testimony. Do Representative Story or Mr. Smith, do you have any closing comments to make?
I just think I'm very grateful to have our veterans and their service available to the state, and I do wish to have them know very clearly that Alaska does give them preference for their military service, and I believe it should be in statute.
Thank you very much. So any committee discussion? Representative Tuck.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I know that we've had prior bills where military training gets applied to finishing college degrees, getting their master's, or even going through apprenticeship programs. And the difficulty is seeing that getting carried out to the fullest extent possible. I believe at the time, Representative Kawasaki had a bill that addressed making sure that the Department of Commerce, Community Economic Development were making those transitions so that to make the law effective, because otherwise, if the departments don't do their part in making sure that those get transferred or that past experience gets credited, then it's really ineffective. And so that's something that we needed as a committee to continue to look at and making sure that once we have, for example, in this case, not only a veteran hiring preference, but allow them to use past experience towards their job application, that is getting carried out. And I know that's difficult at times. I know that oftentimes it's also difficult for the military people to get their, well, it shouldn't be that difficult to get their DD-214 paperwork. But we have to be able to differentiate, their marching and training versus the actual experience that goes through there. And I think the state can do a better job of weeding that out. So thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you, Bill Sponsor, for bringing this forward.
Representative Cox.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just a quick comment. Thank you to the bill sponsor, Representative Story, for bringing this forward. I see this as a very it's a piece of legislation that also helps protect military families, because a lot of spouses are both veterans, and one of them retires out, the other one is still married, and then they move together, and the one who's now civilian has a hard time getting a job because their work experience is all military, and that actually puts a strain on the relationship to have one partner not being able to be employed because their military experience, while maybe directly relevant to the private sector, is not counted. And so it's just an extra employment burden, and this helps relate that, and I think it helps military families. So thank you for bringing it forward.
Further comments, Representative Jackson?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I appreciate this bill. I see the need for it, and hopefully once passed, it will open a door for community businesses to get involved and do more hiring as well. So thank you.
Any further comments? Well, in that case, I will hold this bill until Thursday. Anybody who has any amendments should get them to my office by 5 o'clock tomorrow. And it is now 2:24, and that concludes this committee. And our next meeting is Thursday, March 14th at 2 p.m., and we are now adjourned.